B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. And you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station, Cause Radio with Tunis. Doing a lot. We're going through the franchises as well. And one of the things is the success on the field. And we're grading each of the franchises. We're going to start with the Phillies, and we're going to deep dive into aspects of the franchises. And do they do right by the fan base? So that's part of it. We're also learning how much we love and miss the Phillies. And how much we love and miss really good quality baseball. You know, I got to tell you, man, if Girardi, who was a great hire, can get this thing going at some point when we come back, and Bryce Harper will be a god here.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce Harper could be, it could be special with him. They got to get it right, and I still question the architects of this team, but other than that, I think Harper could be one of those guys like we just love. We saw it last year.
Yeah, he had a good season, but people were still kind of upset that he wasn't hitting .330, which that's not going to happen. So you have to get used to it. But yeah, people fell. I mean, that grand slam that against the Cubs, that's one of those games that people keep on tweeting in, like as the options for the playback.
Did they really?
Wow. Oh yeah. I mean, it was a great game. They're down like 5-3, and it's that grand slam, something like that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think we all want to love him, but I think he's got that thing where I think he appreciates us, and I think he'll come to love it here again. But they got to win. And they have to be good. And
lots up to ownership and management.
Right. And that's the only thing I question. All right, a couple other things, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. In case you just missed it, Wimbledon has canceled its 2020 event for the first time since World War II. Wimbledon has canceled. And that's a July event, Tunis.
Yeah, it's scary that they're already canceling something in July. What does that mean for basketball? What does that mean for hockey?
I know. I mean, there's a story on ESPN.com that the Bucks are working like they're going to continue. I don't see it. Cuban today says he's got no idea. Remember, he was hoping for middle of May.
Yeah. It was a couple weeks ago he said that.
Yeah, now he's like, dude, I don't know. You know, I have no idea. And one thing, I'm just curious, do you like the NFL expanding their playoff field to 14 teams?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love the one team gets a first round bye.
So do I.
It means more.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I know there's a lot of people that have the complaint of, well, that means there's going to be one extra bad team that makes it. Maybe, depending on the year. Like, there could be another 10-6 team that makes it. But for the most part, it's probably going to be a 9-7, 8-8, maybe even 7-9 team. But I don't care about that last team that makes it. I care about the top team.
I'm going to tell you, and I don't mean this to be a hot take, but I think in the NFC, the team that it helps the most is the Eagles. Eagles and Cowboys, one of those teams.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because
like a third wild card team.
One's going to win a division.
Yep.
Right? See, I look at the South and I go, ooh, South nasty, right? Because you got Saints are great. Tampa's going to be in the playoffs with Brady. and those receivers. I like the coach. And I still think Atlanta, and Atlanta's had a good offseason. I think they're a little bit dangerous. Out west, you got the Niners. You got the Seahawks. I don't think the Rams are dead yet. I mean, they might be. They're on the decline, but they're still going to be in it, make some noise. Arizona's not terrible. And then you still got the North to deal with Green Bay, Minnesota. I don't know. I mean, would it be crazy if Nick Foles does something goofy and rebounds in his career?
I don't think you'd call it crazy.
How's everyone doing?
Right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's not implausible. So when you look at the East, where you have two teams, two sticky teams, and the Giants and Redskins, and then two teams are going to fight it out, Eagles and Cowboys, that third wild card could help those two teams.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And you're right. The NFC East is always such a dogfight that it comes down to a 10-6, 9-7. Seems like it's like that every year for the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
Except for the Eagles going 13-3.
Exactly. All right, let's get back did you get that thing I sent you?
Yes.
All right. So, VG uncovered a new Philly song from 1993. We'll play that for you in a little bit. First, let's get to the phone lines. And we got a couple open lines, first time all day long. We need to grade the Phillies 1 to 10. With success on the field over the really last 40 years, give us your success 1 to 10, 10 being the Yankees, right?
Right, exactly.
That's who they would be. That would be number 10. And but let's go to Taste Cake. Dom, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic Taste of Cake.
And Andrew?
You being safe, man?
I'm being safe. Thank you for my friends and me for having such great shows, which is a distraction. And they have been that miracle of the Meadowlands. That was really, you know, earlier in the morning when I was at ShopRite, I'm putting cake up and I'm seeing a woman and her little child with masks on. That's unnerving, man. That's tough to work through that. But you got on that. And let me tell you something, man. I got to say, it's easy to man up when you have Herm Edwards on, because he's all man.
He's a man. Yeah, that's a man now. That is true, man. He is. He's a great leader, like a coach type. Like, he gets you fired up.
He is. I just love him.
Yeah, me too.
So I got two for you. You're saying great. When you're saying great, my father used to say, and thank you so much for the baseball. When you guys do baseball, I think of my dad. My dad, there was one game, it was baseball, you know that. But my father used to say, Aunt, that Greg Luzinski exists because of Gary Lee Maddox. And he was the best center fielder in the National League for about 7 years. And he hit about 280, right, Aunt? He was 280 hitter. Do you consider him great?
Nah.
I mean, he was great defensively.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't judge him. I was young, right. A kid, like, right? So I'm a little boy. I can't judge. All I know is, listen, there's the greatest bumper sticker ever was 2/3 of the earth is covered by water, the other third by Gary Lee Maddox.
Yeah, so, I mean.
But I don't know. I mean, was he great? I think a great center fielder's, like, I think of Ken Griffey Jr., you know?
Yep. You're right. Okay. So now the other thing is, now this, my first game, my first Sixers game was in 75. I go see Big Mac. But the game I want to talk to you about is 76. My dad and my uncle and my brother, we go to see the Sixers versus the Spurs. 1976, Ant. And Big Mac does not play.
Was George Gervin on that team?
That's what I was going to say. Sixers lose and ice. And he dropped 44 that night. He was, and about 30 of them were on Doug. We were talking about Doug.
Oh, the Iceman.
He lit Doug Collins up last night. George Gervin was unbelievable. You know, the Sixers lost that night. We had great seats. But I'm sitting there watching this guy, and you know all the things you say. Like, remember, George Gervin is 6'7" two guard, which was very and Doug's 6'6", right? And I mean, yeah. that kind of stuff was unusual back then.
Yes,
and
yes.
He just was. I mean, I'm envisioning a game of my. I'm just saying, who the heck is this guy? He is unreal.
That's great.
And that was the memory of my second Sixers game.
That's great. That is great. Was Larry Keenan in that game?
He was. And another guy that was in that game was a guy. So years later, 4 years later, Ant, when he was with Houston, Artis Gilmore was the center for the Spurs, but the backup was a guy named Billy Paltz. You know that name?
Yes.
And Billy Paltz
was like a doughy. He was like a doughy white guy.
Right. He, which was me when I'm 14, 15 years old. They used to his nickname was the Whopper, and that's what they used. When my boys wanted to get under my skin, they would call me the Whopper because I had the long, you know, I'm 15 years old in 1981. Yeah. I got long hair to my neck like him, and I was a little thick. And they used to call me the Whopper, and that would drive me crazy. Like, you call me Tasty Cake Dom, I wear that with a badge of honor. Somebody call me without the Whopper, I'm fighting them.
That's a great story. Billy Paltz, that's awesome, Dobby.
Billy Paltz, who could play a little bit? He could play a little bit.
He could rebound the right under the basket, you know, that kind of thing.
That's what centers did back then. You know, they didn't shoot three points.
Well, yeah, they'll face the basket back then. Hey, how are people, all the guys on your route that you encounter, all the stores? Because you're at all the stores, and I think it's important for people to know. Are they stocked? What's the deal?
No sanitizer yet. No, me personally, because I wash, I have rubber gloves, and then after every stop, I change my gloves and I get the sanitary wipes and wipe my hands down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, each store, I want new gloves. I want my hands clean. You know, I want to keep everybody safe. And it's very hard to get those wipes. Very difficult to get cleaning stuff.
Still the cleaning stuff, so still the wipes.
But the water.
Man, you need that. You guys need that more than anybody.
Yeah, well, I'm going through 75. There's 75 wipes in a container of sanitary wipes, and I do like 15. So that'll last me 3 days.
Wow.
It lasts me 15. I use 15 of them a day.
Oh, well. Okay.
So, you know, you want to have a couple of. So, one last thing at my Wawa, Ant. Proud of Williamstown, New Jersey. My friend Chuck, who is the manager of the Wawa, 22-4, hers 76er bags versus the Crumb Laker chip bags. All right. He has the technology. They have the technology to scan the item and see how many units you have. So the hers bag, 22-4.
22-4, Sixers over.
Sixers, hers, his bag.
That's right.
That's right, Andrew. That's right, Andrew. Play the song, baby. Love you.
Thank
Love
you,
Dobby. Love you, Andrew.
See you, brother. That's awesome, man. You are now a convert to the Sixers hers chip bag versus the Anthony Davis Laker Lays bag.
Yes.
You got to go hers over Lays anyway. It's Philadelphia. Hers.
I agree.
Make hers yours.
I just had a nice chip.
Yes.
It's a nice chip in here.
So you didn't have the, you wouldn't do the Anthony Davis one. That's a boycott piece right there.
Yeah. It sounded good. I still haven't found it. I don't really look, to be honest, but that's okay.
That's great. That's good. It is eerie, I guess, when you see people with masks on, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we ordered the other day from one of our local places, and and they do delivery. So because it's not like one of those delivery apps, they do their own delivery. What I wanted to do was I wanted to tip the workers and then also tip the delivery driver because they get paid separate ways.
Yes.
So I ordered the delivery, not because I'm lazy, because I want to help that guy out as well. They have some sort of protocol where they actually put it on your steps and then they walk away. Like they knock, you open the door, they put it on your steps, they step back, you grab the food, and if you want to leave the tip, you put it back on the steps, they grab the food, the money.
Oh, that's good.
Like
that's
they have really all good. These kinds of steps that they're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but you're right, it is eerie because they're also wearing a mask, they're wearing the gloves, and it's just, it's crazy. A couple weeks ago, I was thinking about this the other day. A couple weeks ago, Tyler Zuli was in here. And we know Tyler around here is a great, great sportsman, but he's also the clean, the neat
germaphobe.
Freak. Germaphobe. Yeah. Like everything's wiped down. You and I were having just like this conversation about if you dropped a piece of pizza on the floor, would you pick it up and eat it? And of course, we followed the 3 second
rule. Well, I was telling the story. Right. I was telling the story. Remember, in Chicago, my friends came to see me.
Yes.
And it was the first time they had the deep dish Chicago pizza. And the pizza, one of the slices fell on the floor of the restaurant, and Boo and Tooch fought for the floor slice.
That's awesome, but that's disgusting. But you wouldn't have even thought about it, right? Like you just did it. Now it's like, oh man, that guy handed me the pizza box, right? Like oh, he's not wearing gloves.
Yeah,
like it's scary, and it's changed so much.
Yeah. Well, right, you know.
Sharing a bowl of chips? Can't do that.
No, listen, you know, I mean, that's pre-pandemic.
Right.
Now, you know, forget about it. It's definitely frightening. It's frightening. It really is. But it's an eerie, as Dom is talking about, as he's talking about, being in a shop right and seeing a mother and a daughter wearing the masks, which is prudent, by the way.
Yep.
But it's still an eerie sight, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know? Let's go to Rich in Belmar. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, cuz. How you doing today?
How you doing, Rich? How are you, brother?
Good. I want to thank you guys very much for really making these days go by. You're having great shows on.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. How you holding up, man?
Still good. I live by myself, so this is extra special for me.
Ah, quite. Absolutely. This could give you a little company, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I'm from your old stomping grounds. I'm from 10th and Oregon. And I love when you tell the old stories of the neighborhood. I went to Stellamaris and all that, so I keep it up. It brings back some great memories.
I was just talking about the Stellamaris Carnival. You remember the
Stellamaris?
Oh, the best, man. That was the greatest. That was like a rite of spring.
I think the cardboard box lid was thicker than the pizza itself. But what I wanted to tell you is I know you worked down the spectrum. I was a supervisor down there in the 70s and the 80s, and I worked the north side with Tony Fiuto and Yank and all them guys.
Yes,
Levi.
I see Ernie. Did you work with Ernie? I see Ernie all the time, too.
I know Ernie Bazzelli very well.
Yeah.
And we were working, and it was a day when the Sixers were playing and the Phillies were playing. So I was in charge of the north side of the spectrum, and I'm in the first aid room there, and I see a crowd of people against the window. And I'm saying, it's got to be a fight. Something happened. Somebody's, you know, starting some trouble. So I go to the window, and I look outside, and there is a keg of beer on a rope being hoisted up the side of the Vet Stadium. And they got it over the rail. I don't know what happened after that, but I know the case, the barrel of beer made it over the wall.
That is the greatest. Oh, that's awesome. My friends are older than me, right? They always tell the story, my cousin and my buddy Bob, you know, they stole a keg from the 700 level that they rolled down all the ramps.
I remember working down a spectrum, and there was a guy, unfortunately, came through in a wheelchair, and we were frisking him down. There was a keg of beer under his chair. It must have been something about the kegs of beer. I don't know. But no, I know you worked down there. You could tell a million stories.
I love that, man. I do. I love that stuff. Right, we're going to do that. I think Friday, we're gonna, on the show, we're going to have Vet Day. So we'll tell vet stories on Friday.
That sounds great. And again, I want to thank you. You're really making my day go by.
Thanks, Richie. Listen, be safe, buddy, okay? Hang in here.
Okay, you will.
See you later, pal. It's tough, too. Like, you know, you're stuck. If you're by yourself, it's tough, man. Just kick it out. See everybody. Listen, you know, one thing about us, and particularly Philadelphians, people from the Delaware Valley, we're social people.
Yes.
You know, we're about that.
I did the last Friday. You know, I had a few. It was really nice out. Remember, it was really nice out last Friday. So I went out back and brought a beer out with me. And I FaceTimed a couple of friends. And we all had a beer together.
Did you really?
Because we can't do it, right?
I know.
And it's like that was a big, you know me. I'm a popping guy. We've talked about this.
Yeah, no, I know.
Can't even do that.
You know, it's funny because I it's terrible. Like, I'm used to, like, I see my cousin at least once a week. At least. You know, probably usually a couple times a week.
Right.
It's nuts. Like, I haven't seen him in like a month.
It's crazy.
I mean, last time we all went out, and it was like something inside us, I think, said that it's going to be a while. And it was like it was before all the harsh, you know, it's down. All the things came down. Man, amazing. I texted you something. Click on it and read the headline. You got to click on it and then read the headline.
Let's go to Anthony. Oh, I have a text from Tyrone, too.
Oh. All right.
The headline. Why Stephen A. is...
No. You have to click on it. That's not the headline.
Oh.
You got to click on the picture and it pops up.
All right,
and you
picture.
Get that.
Uh-huh. Zach Ertz, a big part of Eagles' plans, but for how much longer? How about that?
Tim McManus wrote that. Who's been talking about this for a few weeks now?
Some guy on the radio. I've been listening to a show a little bit.
Zach Ertz, this is Tim McManus's lead of his story on ESPN.com. Zach Ertz has cemented himself as the team's top receiving option, and he wants to be compensated accordingly. But contract extension talks have gone quiet of late, creating a bit of intrigue around the situation as the tight end market readies to explode. Now, here's the thing. Again, you got to be smart. You got to, if you have a tight end like Goddard, you can't spend all that money on Ertz. Not after you wasted all that money on Jeffrey. And if I'm going to use all that money, I'll go back to my plan that I've been hammered at. It's going to be with a rush end like Ngakoue. Shunis?
Yes.
I'm going to say it every day. I've been saying this every day for a month, and I will continue to do it because it's what the Eagles need to do if they want to be a true Super Bowl contender.
If Ertz scores me, Ruggs and Ngakoue, I'm in.
All right. Just FYI. All right. FYI. All right, let's hear the song. You have the song ready?
Yes. And this is by the way, the text from Tyrone. He does not like the new playoff format.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Oh, he says, I hate the new format.
Really?
He goes, the one means more, but 2 through 5 means less.
I don't know. I mean, you still play the game. It's still the same thing. You got to play a game. I don't think it means less. You're still in. You still got to win wild card weekend. It's an extra game. What's not to like? Let alone hate. How could you hate that?
I love it.
So do I.
All right, sorry.
I'm surprised.
Song's ready for you.
By Tyrone. All right. This is VG found this song. As we go back in the annals, we like to play the songs that we somehow unearth about our teams. This is a Phillies. Now, I haven't heard it, dude. So how bad is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I didn't listen to it. I put it to the beginning. You and I are going to hear this at the same time.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to it.
Then I watched the Phils close play a team of destiny. As Lynn is round and third, the dirt will surely fly. The crowd is waiting for a daring head first slide. A diamond snap by Mickey, it turns on 4-6-3. If defense gets it done, the infield holds the key. Josh Dalton wins the game with yet another swing. Ball sends the runners home, he wants another ring. Bring teams to the knees. Another win with ears. They're ready to knock you out. So let them hear you shout.
Come on now.
Go, Phillies, go, go.
It's not bad.
I'm in.
The weakest part is the go Phillies go.
Yes, I agree.
But the other stuff, not bad. The 4-6-3.
For the Phils, there is no threat, no team in which they fear. Dave Hollins, that ball is out of here. It's been a long, long time now. It's their turn to win. Jordan, Duncan, Pratt, Batiste, and Chamberlain. Wow. He calls the shots backed up by Bill and Lee. Remember them because in 1993.
That's actually not bad.
I don't hate it.
I don't either. I gotta give him props, to be honest with you. Other than the Go Phillies Go, and the rest of it's good. They get all the names in. You got it out of here in. Got a 4-6-3 in. Got Wes Chamberlain in.
Written and performed by The Business.
Oh, The Business. That's a local. They're big. Like a local wedding band.
Oh, Tyrone didn't like the song.
Come on, Ty. You got to take it for what it is.
Got to get him in here.
He's such a critic, man. I love him to death, but God, he's a critic. Get him in here. Well, how could you hate on that song?
This goes out to Tyrone Johnson.
Another win with ears.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. Hey, would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that's safer for your family and your pets? You want to go have the cats on the lawn? Get Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn uses safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used in your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and pets to enjoy. With Natural Lawn, you won't scarify beauty for safety for over 30 years. Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all service. It's customized treatments for your lawn's specific need. Wet, dry, sunny, shady, whether you live in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. Right now, special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know that Cuss hooked you up. 800-FREE-SEED. 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Welcome back, 133. Philly Strobe's in a rotation, Judas.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, that's the best Philly song we've heard so far.
The Philly's Fever, though, is the...
I love Philly's Fever.
A lot of legendary...
Philly's
Fever.
Yeah, that's a legendary one. The Phillies Fever one. Let's get back to the line, shall we? Pete from Princeton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Pete.
What's up, guys? How are you?
How you doing, buddy? How you holding up?
Well, I'm a school teacher, so we're doing the remote learning stuff and putting lessons online for the kids. And I'm a coach. I'm trying to stay in touch with my softball team. So I'm Zooming with my girl players, and I'm Zooming with my students. So I'm listening to you the whole time. So I appreciate what you guys do.
Oh, man. Thanks. Be safe, brother. Hang in there.
Yeah, just a couple things on the playoff format. Did a lot of research when it came out, and obviously things are coming out. So 75% of the time, man, the seventh seed, which in the past obviously didn't make the playoffs, had a better record than the four seed, which was the last division champion.
Wow.
So now, for example, remember in 2014 when Chip Kelly was running the team, we were 10-6. We missed the playoffs. Carolina makes it at 7-8-1 because that was a crappy division that year. So they said about three quarters of the time, the seven seed, the team that just missed the playoffs, always three-fourths of the time had a better record than that four seed, which would have been true this year with the Rams having one game better than the Birds.
Yes.
So I think that's gonna make it better in the fact that, okay, now if you miss by two, meaning like now the eight seed doesn't get in, hey man, now you're the bottom half of the conference. Now come on now. You can't really complain that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I like the fact that only one team gets the bye. It makes it that much more important to get the best record in the conference. You'll get better games at the end because teams will go for the best record.
Right, and they left the four seed as the last division champion. So it still means something to win your division. If they had just said, hey, we're going to change it to seven and allow the division champion get in where they want, I think that would dilute it a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I like the fact that they left that in there. If they were just went conference ranking, who cares if the Eagles finish third in the, you know, if there are six in the conference.
Now you're right. You're a genius.
You know?
Yes.
That's that.
I love
you know,
it.
So that's my thought on that. So, but here's my only thing.
Excellent.
That I think is one small negative, which is going to take so much time. It's going to be, well, how many times would blank would have made the playoffs if there was a 17? Like now they're going to talk about, well, it's easier to make the playoffs. And now when we start comparing quarterbacks or who's better,
yeah.
All that stuff is going to have to go by the wayside because, you know, like I said, the Eagles missed one time. That would have been an extra playoff appearance for Chip Kelly or somebody else, you know. But I like it. I think it's going to be overall great. We're going to see a better brand of football. And I think it's going to be good, guys. Take care and thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, I lie. He's the man who makes great points about it. I think he's dead on, Judas. I mean, and he's right about it. Think back to all those times those teams missed the playoffs. It always comes back to a bad division. The bad division team makes the playoff.
Yeah, and you're right about, you said it earlier, the NFC South. I mean, that's the division where three teams can come out.
Yeah, I'm with Pete.
A few years ago, NFC North was that division,
right.
Bears, Vikings, Packers.
Yeah, I think he's dead on, man. I love it. I think he's dead right about it. I appreciate that. Let's go to Dante, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dante?
Yo, what's up, cuz? How are you, buddy?
How you been, man? How you holding up?
I'm good. I'm off today. I was working yesterday, but I'm off today.
Good.
I'm spending some time with the kids. Making sure they get their schoolwork done.
Yeah.
Tell me this.
Yeah, here's one thing, because our last call, Pete was a teacher. I'll tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for the teachers, because
Of course.
We don't know. I'm looking at this stuff. My poor wife's got to homeschool them, right? Like, what do we know about teaching? Oh, my God.
I have to honestly say, my daughter, she's in kindergarten, so I've kind of gotten the benefit of that. Because, I mean, kindergarten, you're still learning your basic math. But there's still stuff that I have to go back and read the examples on, like, all right, so I'm flipping pages, whatever. We're making sure that we're getting it done. That's all, baby.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
I need you to, you know, hear me out real quick.
Yeah.
Clintex is not a Philly guy, man. He doesn't understand. And it disappoints me because Middleton, he like you said, he's a Philly guy, so he should have a better understanding. But Klentak, he doesn't have an understanding to what the sports in the city of Philadelphia means to us as a whole. So, yeah, when was the last time we seen the Phillies in the playoffs? When was the last time we actually saw
2011
for a second? When was the last time we actually thought this team can actually make an actual run?
Oh, it's 10
prior
years.
To that 2011
yeah,
season.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Almost 10
so
years.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating,
sure.
Dude.
Oh, you're dead right, brother. Dead right.
I mean, like, you got to understand, like, it took us how long for the Eagles to win a championship? When was the last time the Sixers won a championship?
God,
this city is in starving need for us to win championships. That's how's the best way to explain this, Dan? Help me with it, buddy.
No, well, you're right. Listen, we haven't had a Sixers win since '83, right? They had
even born yet.
Right, you weren't even born yet. The Flyers before that, right? So then you have Phillies, not a playoff in 10 years, basically. And before that, I mean, like, oh, you guys, the Eagles, which is great, and which was the one that we all had been, like, seeking and searching. But, like, it's like, all right, well, we got one, but we're not done yet. It's like we got Wentz has to win one.
Or not, like, and when you told me about the memories of going to these Phillies games, and I can't disagree with you anymore. Like, I know you miss going down there on a sunny day with the kids or family or your buddies, having a cold one, some hot dogs and Dollar Dog Night. Like, it's just the memories that just stick to you that you just wish you can, like, you know, you can still experience. But, you know, Klentak is just, that doesn't, hasn't given us.
Well, worse, too, beyond just... it's the respect of the fan base. My biggest beef with Klentak and McPhail is I just get a lack of respect for the fan base, and that's what bothers me.
And
this fan base deserves better.
No,
they don't.
That's where that comes into me.
Without a doubt. And it goes back to the whole what do they know about analytics? Blah, blah, blah. You can hear them. You can hear the nonsense being talked. Meanwhile, they have fallen flat. Right? Meanwhile, Klentak still wanted Kapler to be the manager. Like, the minute that he says he wants Kapler to be the manager, I don't understand how he's not out on his ear. It's amazing. Anyway.
I don't understand either, man.
Makes no sense, man. Brother. You be safe now, Dante.
You be safe too, buddy.
All right, baby. Take care of that angel. Hey, don't forget our Brittany Heat line again. We just haven't had much traffic. Obviously, it's a reactionary line, so the Bring the Heat line's been suffering. But it would have been brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Again, if your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your house, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. We'll come back. Still one more segment to hang and talk before we go up to Mikey Miss at 2 o'clock, top of the hour. Mike, Tyrone, Nat, everybody sit tight. Back in a moment.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us. By the way, just a bit of news to pass along. The governor of Florida has issued a lockdown to the state. And he admitted that the coronavirus started circulating during the Super Bowl. And isn't it amazing? Cases have in Florida surged to nearly 7,000 people today. And
wait, you had all those dopes going on spring break.
I know. The first confirmed case was in Florida was on March 1st. And remember, the Super Bowl took place at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. 62,000 people in attendance. And Florida, the state of Florida, is on track to become the next coronavirus epicenter in the United States as cases spike there. So just an FYI, Wimbledon was postponed, first time since World War II. And so we sit here and kind of take your mind off things. I know, Mike, you'll be doing it. We had a lot of fun today talking about Phillies and the what's the final poll, Bo, of the Phillies and where we're at?
It's on at 975 middays. The question, talent alone over the last 40 years, everything combined, the good and the bad, where would you put the on-field talent of the Phillies on a 0 to 10 scale? 60% have the 4 to 6 range, 34% say the 7 to 8 range, just 4% 0 to 3 range, and just 1%, thank God, the 9 to 10 range.
All right, tomorrow we're going to do the scouting and minor leagues and that sort of thing. By the way, Paul, they brought you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cairns can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. Friday will be vet day. Tomorrow, a big day with NFL draft. We'll get back to what we talked about yesterday and a little bit today with the Zach Ertz thing. Tim McManus has a story on that on ESPN.com. And, of course, what we talk about, Tunis, our show recap is brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at RealPhillyDeli.com.
All right, let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick?
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nikki?
It's great to know that Klintak and his cronies listen to your show. So they voted 9 to 10 range for the Phillies, right? Is that what they voted?
That's great.
Listen, Tunis, real quick, the pizza guy with no gloves, in my opinion, listen, gloves are great, and it's important that people use them. Unfortunately, there's not enough gloves to use them properly. I'd rather wash my hands with more, you know, with disinfectant 5 times, 6 times, 7 times an hour with my bare hands. Then use gloves because most people don't replace, like, literally, as soon as you do something with your gloves, they're contaminated.
Oh, that's yeah. Why, and people don't know
as
that.
As you know, your nurse, right? Your wife, she changes her gloves room to room.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if that's possible these days now, but that's typical medical behaviors, literally room to room, patient to patient, you change your gloves. Most people on the street don't do that. They might have gloves and it feels nice, it looks nice, but at the end of the day, you know. Anyway, my first Eagles game was my first game ever. I was young. I can't remember how young I was. I was up in anywhere from 5 to 9. This cold ass day, and my dad. This is in the '70s. I was born in '69. So somewhere between 74 and 79, I would say. He wrapped newspapers around, like around me, like around my flannels. Like I had flannels on, yeah, and newspapers, yeah, and like sweatpants on me, and like taped the, you know, the newspapers taped around my legs and arms, chest. That's how cold it was. And then he had a little whiskey vial, a little whiskey, you know, flask.
He gave you
Yeah, of course. It was from my family. Mom and dad are from Italy. We were drinking, you know, before we could walk. But then it was so cold, we go in the halftime, and the score was, I forget what the score was, but it was low score. I think it was just a field goal the first half, or maybe the Giants were up 10-0 the first half. So cold that my dad's like, let's go to half, let's leave for halftime 5 minutes early and warm up, and we'll come back out 5 minutes later. Well, it's 5 minutes later, third quarter starts, and we're sitting there warming up, hot chocolate, with some whiskey, and the crowd just goes crazy, and we come running out. We're like, oh my God, what did we miss? What did we miss? They ran it back. The Eagles ran back the kickoff, second half kickoff.
Wow, get out.
That was the good news. The bad news was that was the only score, and we missed it, that the Eagles scored. They lost something to 7. It might have been 10-7, 13-7, and it was just, from that day on, I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to go to an Eagles game again as a kid.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Oh man, it's so cold. Like the
that was bitter horrible,
cold.
Man.
And remember, the vet cold was beyond cold, man, because the concrete froze, like your feet were frozen.
The concrete froze. The plastic seats froze. Plus, it's a wind tunnel. It's like being on an avenue.
Yes.
You know, it was like, it was just like in your face, as wind just freezing you to death. That was terrible. I lost it. I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, it was a lot of fun for like a split second. And then once I froze, I didn't care. I didn't care what the Eagles were doing. Yeah. I just wanted to get home.
I don't blame you. All right, Nick, you be safe.
Guys,
my brother will talk to you tomorrow. See you, buddy. All right, Junis, do you have that commercial?
Yes, the Schmitz beer commercial.
So this is you dug this up. This is a Phillies?
It's a Phillies related, and it's because they did Miss Schmitz at the stadium, at the ballpark.
No, they didn't.
And they voted, like the All-Star ballots, for Miss Schmidt.
Why, you punch out?
Yes.
No way.
You ready?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, let me hear it.
Next time you're at Veterans Stadium, look for Carol Ann Zackney. She's one of the 10 usherettes in the contest for Miss Schmidt's Philly. Carol comes from the Aldi section of Philadelphia and reminds all her friends there that the contest closes July 13th. Get a ballot at the stadium or wherever you buy Schmidt's beer.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous, dude. That sounds like...
I'm pretty sure that was Harry.
It was Harry.
Okay, I thought so.
It sounds like it was like some 60s kind of...
Oh, it was 1970s.
Oh, my God. It's great. Hey, Mikey Miss, up next at 2 o'clock, our handoff brought to you by Phil Avanti Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Everybody, listen, have a great day. Again, be careful. All right, watch yourself, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.